This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic, Elon Musk's wealth skyrockets. Elon Musk's net worth increased by $37.3 billion over 5 days. This is his largest weekly gain since March 2022. Moving to the next topic. The latest analysis reveals that NPS funds have outperformed mutual fund schemes in terms of returns over recent years. Specifically, NPS debt funds, especially those in the Tier 2 category, have shown superior performance compared to mutual fund debt schemes. Moving to the next topic. Mutual fund investors are currently navigating through some challenges due to new KYC rules. Particularly, those who have previously used non-PAN, Aadhaar documents for KYC validation are finding their documents no longer valid. This change notably impacts old-time investors, whose once-accepted KYC documents are now considered invalid. Moving to next topic, the Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has increased the interest rate for the financial year 2023-24 to 8.25%, a rise from the previous rate of 8.15%. Members are keen to know when this interest will be credited to their accounts. Moving to our last topic. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, or DGCA, has introduced a new directive that could potentially be a game changer for airfare prices. With this new policy, passengers now have the option to choose which services they would like to avail, making some of the services completely optional. This means the base cost of flight tickets could see a reduction, as passengers are no longer required to pay for services they do not wish to use. This is a significant move towards customizing air travel according to individual needs and preferences. Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.